So you have two great grandmothers from France.
Right.
Your mother's father, his people were all Mexican?
Let's see, wait, my mother's...
But do you know when your grandfather on your mother's side, do you know when they came to Mexico?
I don't.
You can't go back past them? What about their education, your mother's parents?
They didn't have any education whatsoever. Maybe they went through grammar school. I know my uncle, that's my mother's brother, went through the eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And his father, which is my grandfather, which was his father, and my mother's father, committed suicide. So he had to quit school at the eighth grade, and there was five brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And he educated all four brothers. In Mexico, it's different. Whether you're the dumbest or the smartest, the oldest brother takes over the business. And it's supposed to look out for the younger. This has been generation after generation. But it just so happened that my uncle, the one that is the oldest of the family, that quit school at the eighth grade, is very sharp. And so he sent his rest of his brothers to college. Someone went to MIT, and then someone to Texas A&M, and he educated them. But still, with the education and everything, he's made all. He's a self-made millionaire, a multi-millionaire. And he was just educated through the eighth grade. But he quit school because of his father. His father would, which was my grandfather, who was a banker at the time, and he committed suicide. I don't know, and he got depressed, you know. And they thought the bank was in bad condition, everything, so, which it wasn't. I don't know, I never really got to the bottom of the story. And it's, so, when they opened the bank, everybody, all the depositors came to pull out their money, and all the money was there. They returned all the money and everything. So they said, well, nothing's wrong with the bank. So everybody came back and returned, redeposited all their money. So he took over from then, and from then on, he's taken over the business. And he's made it grow 100 times as big as it was then. And
so your grandfather, the Mexican grandfather, he was a banker? What about his wife? Did she work?
No, she was a housewife. She had eight kids. She had five boys and three girls. And so she took care of the kids. And I know at that time, my mother told me how strict they were. My mother and my father were engaged, and my mother had to be home at 10 o'clock at night.
What about your grandparents on your father's side? Where were they born?
My grandfather came on. He came from Italy. And my grandmother...
your grandfather?
Yeah.
Your great-grandfather?
Both of them came from Italy. Just a minute, let me go back, because I have to, there's, you know, so much history.
Your father's father?
No, yeah. My father's father, my great-grandfather came from Italy. Let me go back, my great-grandfather came from Italy.
What about your grandfather? Was he born here?
My grandfather was born here.
In Laredo? What sort of work did he do?
Ranching, and then they had a bank. They were bankers, and then they had grocery stores.
What about his education?
I can't tell you. I don't think he had much of an education, really.
What about his wife?
I think she was just a housewife.
Where was she born?
She was born here in Laredo, but her mother came from France.
Do you know about her education?